Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously, the injury report, you know, everybody's heard it now. You're a big, you know, next man up. That's your philosophy. So I guess the question is, who is or who will be the next man up when it comes to filling in the shoes of Tremaine and Matt Milano?
Yeah, we've got some pieces with AJ and Tyler Matakevich and Tyrell Dodson. You know, we just signed Deion Lacey there. And so we've got some things that are in the works. We'll just have to see how it plays out for game time.
Any talk internally of reaching out to Lorenzo Alexander at this point, or is that a little premature?
Yeah, no, that's a little premature. We have you know how we feel about Lorenzo. Love him, love his family. Once a Bill, always a Bill. In this case, you know, we're 2 days out basically from the game. So, you know, unfortunate that we don't have Tremaine and Matt and Delshawn, but at the same time, we've got to rally the troops and next man up, as you said, Josh.
Thank you, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean Johnson. Scott, good morning.
Morning.
I don't think we've asked you yet about the decision to have Jake separated from everyone else. What went into that, and is this something where you plan on him being away from the team, you know, indefinitely?
I think we're taking it one week at a time, you know, John. So it's responsibly distancing is really what it boils down to, and making sure he can continue to grow and develop, though. You know, I think there's some veterans out there, some other teams that are doing it with some older veterans, if you will, that are staying home. And in this case, for us, it's got to be a delicate, healthy balance because of Jake's youth and us trying to give him the chance to still grow and develop because he hasn't had the experience that those other veterans have at other teams there. So he's done a great job with it. The players have really done a great job encouraging him, and so we're fortunate that we have a young man that can handle it.
I guess I should ask, what exactly is he doing? Is he away? How are you guys managing this?
Well, he's here. He's just, without going into all the specifics, which would take a while. He's here. He's just, again, responsibly distancing throughout the day, and yet trying to get work in, the necessary work that he needs to develop and grow.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, Matt Perino here. You mentioned Deion Lacey. How much of a luxury is that to bring a guy back into the mix that's obviously so familiar with you guys and what you guys do?
Yeah, Matt, are you at Spot Coffee right now?
I am.
One of my favorite places, man. One of my favorite places in Orchard Park.
Mike's sandwich every time.
Good for you, man. You mentioned about Deion, you said?
Yeah, Deion Lacey, just getting him back in the mix, somebody that's obviously familiar with you guys.
Yeah, great to have him back. You know, one of the joys, as I mentioned before, of coaching is watching these young men develop. And in this case, Deion's been away from us a year or so here. And, you know, just to see him, the additions he's had to his family on a personal level and the way he's growing and so just real, real cool to see. And I think the other piece is the energy that he brings to our football team is important.
You guys got a look at Preston Williams and Devontae Parker last year in that first matchup, and they played pretty well. What can you expect in going up against them in this passing attack on Sunday?
Yeah, two long receivers that have a lot of skill. The quarterback trusts both of them, and they do a great job on the jump balls. And that was shown in the New England game and against good competition. So we've got a lot of respect for them.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, was curious about Vernon Butler because he wasn't able to give it a go last week, and saw he got a couple of full practices in. So what is his outlook for this?
Yeah, he looks good. He looks like he's heading in that direction of being able to go, Joe. And so he's had, to this point, a good week of practice. We're going to look to see how he does today again before we make that final decision. But at this point, it looks good.
Question for you on Josh Norman, because you guys shut him down after getting in a few practices. So what is his outlook? Is the injury a bit more significant than maybe you were at first thinking? What is going on with Josh right now?
Well, he's attacking the rehab process at a high level, which we appreciate. I don't think it's any more serious than we initially thought. Did have a little bit of a setback last week, which is what led him or led us in this direction. So, we'll see in the next couple of weeks here what it looks like.
Last one for me. Is Tremaine or Matt in jeopardy of going on IR at all?
Too early to tell at this point. So we'll just take it one day at a time.
Hey, Sean, Josh Reed again. What did Cam Lewis show you to kind of earn that spot on the 53, man?
Oh, man, just I love his story. I think it's a big part of who we are, stories like this, like Cam's. Local guy, obviously, at UB that undrafted, and being at his pro day, everyone you talk to, coaches, other teammates that Cam had on the team, then staff, trainers, all that was the guy that they talked about in terms of his intangibles, his determination. And so I think he just really showed us more of that since he's been here, and tough, good football player. And so he got his first taste of real action last week, which was good to see. And we'll see where he goes this week.
One last one. Week one in the books, week two already kicked off last night. The COVID testing has been through the roof. I mean, I don't know that the numbers could be much better than what they came back. Are we not talking enough about that? Because let's face it, if there were a dozen players that came back positive, it would have been all over the headlines. How impressed maybe are you? Did it go as well as you could have thought?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it shows the thought that's been put into it, at the league level, at the ownership level. And then, each team is probably a little bit different, but much the same. And I think that's taken discipline, and it will continue to take discipline as we move forward. And I'll tell you, I'm a routine guy, and so it's just become a part of my routine. Every morning, get the nose swabbed and rolling down the window and then pulling into my parking spot. So I've just built it in, like many, I'm sure, to my routine.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right, sure.
Hey, Sean, Sal Majorana. Good morning. What could you – I mean, Tyrell Dodson's a young kid, and he looked like he was playing okay before he got hurt last week. What can you reasonably expect from him, given the situation he's going to be in now with your two best guys not playing?
Yeah, I think the guys around him, more than anything, need to pick up their play. And that's part of the next man up approach. So Tyrell doesn't have a lot of experience, but he's a guy that we're confident in at the line of scrimmage on the defensive side, in addition to his special teams role. So, we'll just take it one play and one day at a time.
And as far as A.J. Klein, obviously it's a veteran guy that you brought in. Does it kind of fall to him now to be, I guess, the leader of that second level there?
Well, it does. AJ's more than capable to do that. He's a guy we have a lot of trust and confidence in, a lot of faith in. And we were with him in Carolina for a few back then. But he's a guy that we expect to come in and do a good job.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean. Jay with Buffalo News. How you doing?
Good, Jay. How are you?
Good, thanks. Going back to last season, coming out of halftime in the third quarter, the team was outscored I think it was 11 points, point differential. Not by a lot, but you were outscored in third quarters of games last year. I know you're constantly evaluating your process. Is there anything that you can kind of pinpoint as to maybe you want to work on with the team coming out of halftime to come out a little bit stronger in third quarters?
Yeah, a lot of things we need to work on, Jay, to your point, and that would be one of them. Last week we came out, I thought we went 3-and-out on offense, and so you go back and you say, hey, okay, what do we need to work on? That's one of them, and how can we get better at it? So ongoing process, ongoing growth mindset as far as and around that, especially coming out in that third quarter there, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.